This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. But that doesn't stop us from firing up the grills. The Traegers are on fire today. Not literally. We have blueberry sausage breakfast fatties.
Excuse me?
Blueberry sausage breakfast fatties.
What'd you call me?
Blueberry sausage breakfast fatty. Bacon, eggs. We also have pancakes. We have breakfast sausages. And we have home fries. It's breakfast at lunch. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All righty. First hour brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz, the holiday love celebration. And you know I love love. Learn more about it. MBUSA.com/special offers. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. All of that forthcoming. We will take your phone calls. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Good morning to those watching on Peacock, chatting on Chat Row, and our radio affiliates around the country. We'll look at the college football weekend, the NFL weekend as well, the NCAA rankings, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Washington, Florida State now on the outside looking in, Oregon, Texas, and Alabama all lurking. I'm going to start with LeBron James scoring his 39,000th point last night. And it wasn't a big deal. In fact, here is the call of LeBron scoring, first player ever to get to 39,000 points.
Right, he's only really on a limit when the Lakers are blowing the other team out. LeBron, drill it from downtown.
All right. And you don't stop the game. It's just that's 39,000 points for LeBron. And I think his career average is 27.5, 7.5, 7.5, 1.5 steals. But he's been doing this for 21 seasons. And there's no real dip. He's still one of the top 10 players in the game. Here is LeBron talking about reaching that milestone.
I congratulated by all my teammates and coaches and things of that nature, and I haven't had an opportunity to really, I guess, wrap my head around what that means. I mean, you know, there's been so many great players that came across this league since the beginning of time, and so many great scores, and to be able to accomplish something as a first of anything, I think that's always pretty cool, and it's a wild moment, that's for sure.
Okay, how many players come into the sport, into the game, not known as shooters? LeBron was not a shooter. Now, he's not a great shooter. He's a streaky shooter. But he came in as sort of a all-around, you know, talented player. That he was big, he was fast, strong, get to the hoop, good passer, great passer, rebound, all of those things. But he became the greatest scorer in the history of the sport. It just doesn't happen. unless you want it to happen. And I think he made himself a better shooter, a dangerous shooter, shooting a three-pointer and being able to get to the hoop whenever he wants to. Usually when you get older, you're not able to get to the hoop as often as you would like. Or you want to maybe preserve your energy by shooting jumpers. You know, Jordan stopped going to the hoop because they started knocking him down. And then he, you know, would go in the low post. He had a, you know, great mid-range game. LeBron, it can still go to the hoop. And even Michael Jordan said, look, if he goes right, you're not going to be able to stop him. He still can be that kind of player. And for him to hit that 39,000-point barrier with a three-pointer, I thought was interesting as well. Because other players in history, Wilt Chamberlain wouldn't have benefited from this. Oscar, maybe. Jerry West would have. But you're looking at certain players saying, you know, as a result of the three-point shot, are they a greater shooter, scorer than somebody else, but they had the benefit of the three-point shot. Larry Bird certainly would have taken advantage of that. Jordan, as great as he was, would have learned to incorporate that in his game. But it's a pretty impressive milestone for LeBron, because I came up with a different angle on the argument of LeBron and Michael Jordan. Now, I've said, and having witnessed all those championships, who would I take? Game on the line? You have to win one game. One season, I would take Michael Jordan. But if I said I could give you 21 consecutive years of high-end basketball, 21 in counting, high-end basketball, and he's going to make you relevant, you're going to be in the playoffs, half of his career he's played for a championship, almost half his career. Or I can give you 13 years of Michael Jordan, where he wins, you know, six championships. He wins six. LeBron wins four, but LeBron gets you back there, and LeBron is still playing, where Michael, you know, he retires and he comes back with the Wizards. So who do you take? If I present it that way, I give you the longevity, greatness of LeBron James. And Michael Jordan would give you those six titles, and, you know, it was at truncated portion of his career where they could have won six in a row, seven, eight in a row, maybe, if he didn't play baseball. But he didn't give you longevity the way LeBron has. LeBron's going to give you eight more years where Mike's going to be out of the game. And if you consider that, the totality of their careers, LeBron is a better basketball player. But once again, I'll come back and say that Michael Jordan's the greatest I've ever seen. And if you have a game to win, I want him, you know, I want him leading the charge. But I think sometimes what LeBron does gets lost. And I think there's the people kind of look at it and go, oh, it's LeBron. Oh, you know, it's always about LeBron. Oh, it's drama. You know, Mike never dealt with social media. LeBron is, you know, knee deep in that. And I think people maybe get tired of LeBron, the over coverage of LeBron. I have to look at that and respect the results and the workout and the dedication to do that. And that's a young man's game. So I just wanted to mention that sometimes we build up animosity, or, hey, LeBron's not going to, you know, interfere with my childhood memories of Michael Jordan. I understand all of those things. But I think sometimes we go out of our way to be critical of LeBron and not complimentary of LeBron. They're not a good team right now. They won a couple of games, but 39,000 points, and I don't know what that means to anybody else. You know, Kareem was there. Karl Malone was there. You know, you got, what, five guys who've scored 30,000 or more. Kobe was in there, but 39,000, and counting. I mean, he's going to end up with at least 40,000 points in his career, and he's not slowing down. Yeah, Paulie.
I always like to point out LeBron's at 282 playoff games. That's already by the record. He's just piling them on. He averaged 41 minutes a game in those 282 games. So you're adding about four seasons of NBA basketball, four seasons of the most intense NBA basketball and the most minutes.
It is amazing. I mean, the numbers are truly amazing. But to be able to do this, and I think if you look at Tom Brady and you look at LeBron James, and maybe you look at Brady because he was in shape and he created something. Not a great athlete, but he made himself into a great, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time. Joe Montana didn't stay healthy. You know, Tom Brady did. Therefore, you have the totality of his career. Now, somebody might say you got one game to win. Who do you want as your quarterback? I might take John Elway, but that's just me. But Montana went 4-0 in Super Bowls. Mike went 6-0 in the NBA Finals. Tom Brady was there half of his career. He'd be playing in Super Bowls. It's the same as LeBron. Now, LeBron was born into some better genes. The DNA pool was a little bit deeper for LeBron when he came in. And it's weird how you feel like I could work out like LeBron. That doesn't make me LeBron. There's players who probably feel like I could work out the way Tom did, and I might be Tom Brady. Because there's nothing where you go, like, you can't do that. He's not Michael Vick. Tom Brady made himself into a really good player. But the off-season conditioning, the workouts, the diets, all of those things. And remember when, you know, LeBron spends $1 million on his body and working out? I'm sure it's more than that. But that's one of those where a light bulb goes on and you're going, oh, wow. So if that guy with that talent is working hard or harder in the offseason than these other players, that's why he's able to do what he's doing. After 21 years, all those playoff games. Yeah. Go give LeBron a hug if you see him today. You know, just maybe not walk up to him. Just give him like an air hug.
He'd likely prefer you don't touch him.
Hey, Dan Patrick said, come up and give you a hug. No. An air hug. Just like, hey, LeBron, congratulations.
Like wave past the security guards. LeBron, well, Dan said, give you a hug.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought, you know, maybe mention LeBron, giving thanks to LeBron, doing what he's doing. Yes, Marv.
But I think basketball and football are one of those two sports where the numbers are, I don't know what the rushing record is, numbers-wise. I know who has it, but baseball is the one where it used to be. The numbers are 714, 660, you know, all those. And so I didn't, 39,000. I was like, oh, he's the first one to get it? Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't resonate. But then what sport has numbers that resonate anymore? Now, if I said, who's got the record for most passing touchdowns in a season? What's the most total yards passing in a season? Rushing, who holds that? Receiving, like, it doesn't matter that much anymore. But I just, you know, having followed his career, actually seeing him in high school, in a high school playoff game, to see where he is now, the development of him as a scorer. He's not a shooter. He's a scorer. But to come in, and he was known for his passing. He was a pass-first guy. And there, that's when people had a problem with him. Oh, afraid to take the big shot. And he might have been. He might have. Not a great clutch free throw shooter. Like, those are the knocks on him. But he wins. Where he goes, he wins. He makes you relevant. And if you said, I can have 21 years of that kind of basketball, how many years did Jordan play? Do we have like 13, 12, 13? Todd, you were going to say something?
It doesn't resonate in numbers, especially like what Marvin was saying, basketball and football. What resonates, I guess, to all of us is if you look at who they surpassed. When you say he's got more than A, B, and C, then it becomes a bigger deal than just throwing out 39,000 as just some kind of random number.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, Paulie.
Jordan played 13 seasons with the Bulls, 2 seasons with Washington. In comparison, Jordan played 179 playoff games, about 42 minutes a game like LeBron. LeBron's at like 280.
Yeah. And I don't want this to become the argument and take over the show. I think sometimes that, and there is no argument for me. Michael's the greatest player I've seen. Greatest player because I saw the results. But the longevity has to be factored in with LeBron. He has had a better career. That doesn't make him a better basketball player. It makes him, longevity-wise, he has put up numbers. He's played in quality games, big games. And, you know, he's won championships as well. Yes, Eaton.
Yeah, I think part of it, too, though, is that LeBron is still playing, and people hate players when they still play. It isn't until people hated Michael Jordan. When Knicks fans hated Michael Jordan, they weren't like, hey, we got knocked out of the playoffs again, but at least it was to Jordan, huh? How great is that? They hated him. So it wasn't until after he was gone a few years that you're like, man, that dude was just the best. He was a killer, you know?
Like, you don't want to acknowledge something in the moment because...
Yes, we got the Bulls again? Yes! Yes! Maybe Jordan will knock us out again. Yes!
Well, do you think that in 10 years from now, we look back on LeBron and we have greater appreciation?
Because definitely.
While he's still playing in his 31st season in the NBA?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
I think he's waiting for his son to have a son to then get to the NBA, and then he's going to probably
be the first
retire.
Of three generations to play at the same time.
Dunking on your grandson.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Who's done first, you or LeBron?
Ooh. LeBron.
Well, I got 4 years. I'm hoping for 4 years.
Oh, no, you do 4 years.
It's all day today. We're all day today. Yeah, I mean, I can't say it.
I like that update. I'm hoping for 4 years.
Yes, I am. You know, it is day to day sometimes. I come in and I go, I can't. I'm not going to last 4 years.
Yeah.
is LeBron playing in his 25th season when I retire? I'm going to say no. I'm going to... 3 years?
He's under contract this year. He's under contract next year with a player option for $51 million. And then he's an unrestricted free agent at age 41 in 2025.
God, he might still be playing. He might still be playing. Yeah, Marv.
Also, LeBron James will be 39 December 30th.
Yeah.
The head coach of the Jazz, Will Hardy, is 35. I was like, oh, man, good for him.
Oh. How about career salary game for LeBron James? You know? Spur of the moment
we've
here.
We've never done it for him.
I don't think we've done it. And here we go. 18. Any reason to play this?
Salary, 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 salary,
my favorite. By the way, the music theme for today, since we're not here on Friday, is going to be songs with food in the title. Is that correct, Marv?
Food in the title or...
In the song.
Or bands that are named after a food or a drink.
Okay.
Something you can
food
consume.
Food or drink.
Yeah, something you can consume.
Like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Blind Melon.
Right.
Okay, all right. Paulie, career salary game for LeBron James.
LeBron's first year, he made $4 million. His current salary is $47.6 million.
Okay.
I'm going to include next year because that is guaranteed.
All right.
So in 22 years.
Yeah.
What has LeBron made on the court? Closest to the hole, over or under?
Todd, you go first.
$468 million.
All right. Respectable guess there. Seton O'Connor.
I feel like that's light.
Okay.
I mean, it's LeBron James.
Have you heard of him?
We're talking about LeBron James.
Maybe you've heard of him.
Perhaps you have heard of him.
The big question is, does he play longer?
We were talking about LeBron James, okay? I don't think people realize that. I'm going to say $550 million.
All righty. Marvin?
$515 million.
$15 million.
Okay. I'm going to go $498.7 million.
That's disrespectful.
It's a slap in the face. Anything without a five is a slap in the face. $530,882,000.
All right.
I'm going to round it up to $531 million.
Is that you, Seton, the big winner?
Well, I went over, so it's Marvin.
Oh, okay.
Closest to going without over.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
Is that Marvin. The most in team sports history? That has to be the most in team sports. I think Garnett was up there, but he's not even at 4.
No, he was 300.
Yeah, I got to check what Mahomes will make.
Okay.
Garnett and Shaquille are actually the very beginnings of career salary game.
Hmm.
Yeah,
but they're 300?
They were, Shaq at the time, it was just an astronomical amount of money that he made. And I remember I was obsessed with it at ESPN working there. I would check dude's salaries every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day I would be like, do you know how much money that he's made in his career?
I think it's like Shaq, Jason Kidd, Garnett were the first guys to crack $300 million. And then A-Rod, I think, for baseball, might be the only.
Oh, yeah. You'll have... Mike Trout.
Trout, I think, is on his way. I got to check if he's
Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have quite a few $300 million guys. Yes, Todd?
Assuming he heals nicely, Ohtani, does he break all records at some point when all is said and done? Where do you think he ends up?
Well, baseball contracts are guaranteed, so I would say as soon as he signs, he's going to be in that $400 million category, maybe a little bit more. Yes, Paulie.
All right, Patrick Mahomes' contract is very wonky because his is very like a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. It's like low up front, the big contract he signed.
Yeah.
He has only made, only in seven seasons, $136 million.
Mm.
Over the next, if all goes well, man, he's going to have to restructure some stuff. He's got $44 million coming, then 50, then 56, then 52, then 27. I got Mahomes finishing this contract in 2031 at $496 million.
Yeah, that's a bargain.
And I don't, there's a little bit of way out of it, but he's going to be getting $400 million in his sleep.
Yeah.
Now, let's throw in Mike Trout. We're going through all of these greats that have, like, look at all the rings they're stacking up. Look at all these great accomplishments. Yeah. Mike Trout, on the other hand, by the end of 2030.
Hold it. Save it.
Oh, my gosh, we're so late.
Save it. We are. Let's take a break. Take a break. Just getting started on this Wednesday, back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Yes, Paul.
I think I, like America, is shocked that Todd did not pick something by Hall and Oates. I mean, that is as wheelhouse as it gets. Maneater by Hall and Oates, you almost get the double dip. Bonus coverage, Dan. Did you see the story? Daryl Hall is suing John Oates. Fritzy, what's that about?
It's terrible. I didn't read all the details because I just couldn't bear to find out what it was about. But it's just kind of when I found out that John Elway and Dan Reeves kind of hated each other, it was very upsetting. What, are you guys aren't getting along? What?
If anything, you thought that Oates would be the guy who eventually sued Hall.
Yeah, that's what we had our money on, Oates.
Yeah, I definitely had Oates as being the more disgruntled, like, hey, this guy owes me money kind of thing. But instead, okay, it's Hall.
Wait, so Daryl Hall is suing John Oates?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Inquirer has an article on it, but it's a sealed lawsuit. It was reported, it's happening at a court in Nashville. Almost no details so far, except that it is in a court of law.
Kenny? Yes, Todd?
So his kiss is no longer on his list, I guess, I would think, at this point. If you're going to sue your...
No, we're not going to do this today. Nah. Not going to do
this. You would have called it maybe like private eyes, you know, because maybe an investigation.
Yeah, private investigation eyes.
Don't encourage him.
Apologies.
Do we have a poll question today, Seton?
Heck yeah.
I feel like we got out of the gate half hour in, and I didn't ask for one.
By the way, we were discussing all of those greats and their career salaries. Mike Trout, without doing anything really meaningful in his career, is going to end up with...
well, he's won some MVPs.
Yeah. Okay.
His team didn't play well.
Anywho, he's going to be best player on a terrible team to the tune of about $480 million.
Okay. Are we doing who has made the most money?
Accomplishments?
With the least amount of championships? Yes, Paul.
And they're going to make Mike Trout a big chunk of it after this year. Like, he's owed $35 million a year for the next 7 years. It's guaranteed. There's no way out. He could play, not play. They can't buy him out. They could trade him, but it makes him less tradable.
It's all guaranteed.
Yeah, and it's only 35 a year, which doesn't sound that bad if he's hitting 304 with 37 homers.
Yeah, but they did this with Albert Pujols.
Yes, and Josh Hamilton.
Yeah, these long contracts.
You should ask for a contract there for like your last 4 years, Dan, with the Angels.
Yeah, if only Artie Moreno was my boss. I was like, I'd like a four-year deal, $200 million. All right, so what's poll question today, Seton? At least first hour.
Yeah, first hour. Let's see, Paulie sent over, if I were on the college football committee, my rationale would be team resume or team's chances to win a title.
Okay, so Florida State, without their star quarterback, they are now fifth. It almost felt like if you weren't going to make the move now, like if Florida State just hangs in there, I don't know if the college football committee is going to want them in the Final Four. And I say this every year at this time. It is a made-for-TV event. You want to have people who are going to watch the game. You know, Jordan Travis got hurt. He's a wonderful quarterback. And now, do you penalize them? Now, I would penalize them because of they just beat who?
North Alabama.
So Alabama, that's who they beat.
Teams like the SEC teams and Florida State and the ACC teams, they do that cupcake game before the rivalry game.
Yeah.
And the committee talked about that. It is a flowing strength of schedule. It's a flowing resume. And, you know, Washington Huskies played a good team last week in a shootout. And then you play North Alabama in 58-13. That does not help you with the committee.
Washington should be ahead of them. I think we look at the Pac-12 and we go, they're on their last legs, but they have strength of schedule. Like, that's a really, really competitive conference there. And I think Washington should benefit from that. Yes, Todd?
Did someone ask, or should have someone asked, the Norvell, the coach of Florida State, why would you schedule North Alabama at this point in the season when you could possibly be in a college football playoff situation?
Well, it might have been before he got there, I'm guessing.
I think it's funny that Florida State is the one team that's being dinged for playing a weak team.
Yeah, like they all do.
Yeah, welcome to college football.
No, welcome to the SEC. The SEC was going to add a ninth conference game. They're like, no, we want eight so we can schedule some of these, you know, cupcakes. You know, Pac-12 doesn't do this. Big Ten doesn't do this. SEC does it. Now, they benefited from it because usually when you have a tough game leading up to that, you have a cupcake. And Florida State was trailing in that game early. Then they lose their quarterback. And if they win out, are they going to stay? Will an undefeated team not be in the playoffs? If a one-loss team, let's say Georgia loses to Alabama, close, but they have one loss. Let's say Ohio State, let's say Michigan loses one loss, close game to Ohio State. Do they stay in or vice versa? That's what I'm curious about. Yeah, Paulie.
And also, like you said, if Alabama happens to beat Georgia, even by a point, it's hard to picture that Alabama not being propelled into the Final Four. If they're dying to put Oregon in, the way Oregon's played the past month.
Yeah, and you got maybe the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, it's like Florida State has a very high possibility to be jobbed here in 2 weeks.
Well, every year. And this is the last year. But I was looking at the rankings here, the number of teams that would be involved in the race for those 12 spots. It's pretty spectacular. I mean, I'm a big proponent of the 12-team playoff. I don't think it renders the regular season worthless. I think, if anything, it makes these games now even more important, whereas in previous years, it might not matter. Where you're at the end, you're going, you got no shot. Now you have a chance. And you're on the outside looking in. A couple things happen. Maybe you squeeze in there. But you're going to have the same schools. Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan. They're always going to be there. There's 12 teams, 12 schools. They're always there. It's the other schools that maybe get that chance. Just to get into the playoffs. That's all you want. Hey, we got into the playoffs. Now let's build off of that. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, that second tier of teams, the 9, 10, 11, 12, will be the rotating teams. Like right now, Missouri could be in. They are. It would be in a 12-team playoff. If the playoffs were right now, Missouri would be playing at Michigan in a first-round game. That's saucy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Ole Miss is right now the 12th seed. Imagine Ole Miss at Georgia. Man, that may not work out.
Well, no. We've seen that before.
Yeah. But, you know, Oklahoma's still alive. LSU would still be alive.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to be fun. So these games mean something. Whereas, you know, Ole Miss has to have an impressive win Friday against Mississippi State just to make sure that they stay in there. And so I'm a big proponent of those games. The later games in the season will mean more. Yes, Marv.
Now, this might have, have an issue with this right here, because there might be a team that just squeaks in that ends up winning a national title, a la 97 Marlins or any other wild card team, where his issue with baseball is the two best teams all year should play for the national title. See, and correct me if I'm wrong, where your irritation level might be through the roof.
Yeah, I don't know that my irritation level is through the roof, but if we want to add more meaningful games to this schedule, the first thing you could do is get rid of the meaningless ones that are already there.
Yeah, the cupcake one.
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy way to have the games mean more. But there's a clear difference. This is a much larger conversation that we've had many times, but there's a clear difference between the Alabamas and the Notre Dames of the world than the bottom part of all of those conferences. And there's no reason that those people should be playing each other anymore.
There's no scheduling oversight committee. But in 5 years, I truly believe that you're going to have these power conferences, you know, secede from the NCAA. And then maybe they're just playing each other. Then maybe you get the model, and there's going to be revenue sharing. I mean, I had a long conversation with a college source last night. He said it's happening. It's going to happen. The question is, when does it happen, and what's the structure look like? The Power Five conferences will secede from the NCAA. Yeah, Paul.
Right, because if they did that, you wouldn't have Alabama play in Chattanooga. You wouldn't have Florida State. Imagine Florida State playing a really good team, even like a BYU last weekend, a nice quality college football opponent. Mm. And that's on TV. You're going to get more revenue for that game. There are more eyeballs on that game, more ratings, more money with a better schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. Seton.
And again, I know we've hit it a million times and I know it's a soccer thing, but let South Dakota State win their way into play in that power conference. Let the top three, let the top four win their way in. And then the other couple drop out.
I love it.
Just go back to having regional conferences and the best teams move on to a more national type league where the biggest teams are playing each other, and the teams that win their way in and the ones that lose their way out lose their way out. The game, the sport would explode even more than it already has in this
country. Because you would have that game that you didn't care about, and you would watch it because that team is either staying or that team is relegated.
It's the most important game of the season for you.
Yes, I'm all for that. Give these, you know, North Dakota State or South Dakota, like, give them an opportunity to move up.
Absolutely.
I think it would be great.
And then you move up and you get more money, and you move down and you lose some money. Yeah. And that's part of the problem. You know, that's the struggle.
A couple of phone calls here. Buddha in San Francisco leads us off. Hi, Buddha. What's on your mind today?
Nobody. Stan, I just wanted to call in before the holiday break and say that I'm thankful for this show, the Danettes, the BRGs, Dan Nation, and even you, Fritzy. There isn't any show that has this dynamic, Dan, and I love it, period. So,
thank you.
But, Dan, the Barry Sanders interview yesterday was solid, DP. You were in mid-season form. Like, when you asked him the question, did you love football? Like, I don't know if you noticed, but he let it hang for a second. It was like, ooh, that was a spicy question. But his response was really great, and I think he was, like, a little bit taken aback by it. It was pretty cool. And then when he was talking about Joe, when you guys were talking about Joe Montana almost coming to Detroit, I was like, I couldn't help but think of Jeff in Detroit just shaking his head, just thinking of, like, the glory that could have been. So you guys have a great break, guys.
Thank you, Buddha. Yeah, I've been around athletes who are just really good at what they do. I don't know if they love it. Because Barry loves basketball more than he loves football. He may not want to say that, but he has said that to me. He loves basketball. Wanted to play at Oklahoma State. And probably could have been. Very good player. Yeah, he could stand and dunk. I mean, he could shoot. He was a really, really good basketball player. But, you know, you fall out of love. He fell out of love with football. I mean, that's why he retired. It's like, I don't want to do this anymore. It's not fun. But he still loves playing basketball. Now, granted, he didn't play that for a living, but he loves basketball. I just don't know if he loved football. I think he was just great at football. Yeah, Paul.
And we just had Steve Young on, the great quarterback, yesterday. And he was yelling at you. He goes, nobody wants to retire. Like, he's such an anomaly. I'm talking about Barry Sanders. Most guys, when they get to 34, 35, are staring retirement in the face, and they do anything to avoid retirement. Play another year, hook on with another team, get one more year out of it when they shouldn't. But now with all the media jobs, you see guys like J.J. Watt. He retires because he's got 20 media jobs waiting for him. He doesn't push that extra year. It seems like guys are leaning away from that extra year.
Steve Young said that he would love to continue to play now. And I said, could you help the Jets? And he said, yeah, probably. And he probably could. Yes, Marv.
Barry Sanders' response to that question was, are you serious?
Yeah.
It was just so, I think he was so taken aback, because I'm not sure if anybody ever asked him that or even said it to him. Like, look, did you really love football? And I think he was like, he said he loved basketball and football equally. I think he was trying to be,
yes,
you know, political. Like, you know what? Just for, you know, argument's sake, I'll say I love them both.
I've known him for a long time, and I know him well. And I think he was great at football. I think he wanted to be great at basketball. I think he loved basketball. All right, we'll take a break. Let's see. We've got Play of the Day coming up. Update the poll results. And we're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
The play of the day.
Looks like God!
Check this out.
Isaiah Jackson is on for the first time with McConnell, Halliburton, Mathurin, and Toppin. Shot clock to 7, way out on the left edge. Halliburton on fire, has 5 3-point baskets in the third quarter.
I believe in miracles. Way from you, sexy.
That's courtesy of the Pacers Radio Network. Tyrese Halliburton hit his 5th three-pointer in the third quarter. He scored 26 of his 37 in the third quarter. Pacers beat the Hawks 157-152. That is the 7th game in regulation in NBA history where both teams scored at least 150. Also, 10th game in league history where both teams shot 60% from the floor. That's your play of the day. And a stat of the day thrown in there as well. Who picked this song? Is this you, Marvin?
It is I.
Okay.
This is You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
That was my nickname in college.
Warm chocolate.
Lukewarm chocolate.
You became melted. Melted chocolate. Play of the day brought to you by Discover. The Discover card, you get access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply.
It's a sad reminder that the Obi Toppin era is over in New York. Obi Toppin. Kidding, he did absolutely nothing for the Knicks. Like, oh yeah, that dude, he got moved to the Pacers now. That's right, I forgot.
Oh,
a lot of expectations for that youngster.
Yeah, I know.
He's pouring in 11 a game for the Pacers.
Well, he had a great he was gonna have a great tournament run for the Flyers, and then remember that
they were so good that year,
and COVID hit.
National Player of the Year,
yeah,
too.
OB.
Yeah,
OB.
I actually like that draft pick for the Knicks. I took him. He looked like a grown man. He looked like he was ready to play.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Scott Mitchell is on my mind, Dan. Scott Mitchell, the former Lions quarterback. I'm sure you remember when the Jordan documentary came out and Scottie Pippen had his response. What Scott Mitchell did yesterday pales and it takes it to a whole new level. On his Facebook account, he wrote, "I am so tired of hearing that I'm the reason Barry Sanders never won a Super Bowl. I'm so tired of hearing that I was not a good QB. My only response is expletive deleted. That includes Eminem and Jeff Daniels." And then he goes on to say, "How many yards did Barry have in the playoffs in 94, 94, 94, 95, and 97, I'll give you a hint, it wasn't many. We're all to blame for not winning a Super Bowl, even Barry Sanders." And I just think of what a class act Barry was on the show yesterday, and to wake up and see Scott Mitchell do this is pathetic.
Well, he's defending himself because he's being blamed, and Scott did have a couple of really good years. And he's right, Barry did not do well in the playoffs. And Scott Mitchell, I guess, has heard this, continues to hear this. Now it's put in a documentary that he's the reason why they didn't go further in the playoffs, didn't even win a playoff game. That it can't be Barry's fault. It has to be his. But I understand why he would still be upset with this. And you got to look at his numbers, though. He's got better numbers in Detroit than you think or you remember. I think he had two seasons where he threw over 30 touchdown passes at a time in the NFL when even Montana and Elway weren't throwing for more than 30 touchdowns in a season. Yes, Paulie.
Scott Mitchell back in the early 90s was the first guy to play a handful of games and get the big contract off it. So he was a backup with Miami in 93. He was 3-4, had like 12 touchdown passes. Detroit paid a boatload of money to add him to Herman Moore and Barry Sanders. He had a season in 1995 where he's 10-6 as a starter, 4,300 yards, and 32 touchdowns and 12 picks. It was very good. And then he had a couple of mediocre seasons, and he kind of just faded away.
He got a contract. He filled in for Marino. I think Marino blew out his Achilles. Scott came in, played well, and then got a contract with Detroit. Now, I don't ever remember anybody playing against Detroit going, you know what? If we stop Scott Mitchell, we stop the Lions. It was, if we stop Barry Sanders, we'll stop the Lions. Scott was a good quarterback. Not great. Doesn't deserve all the blame. But now people are probably going to watch the documentary just for what is said about Scott Mitchell. When Jeff Daniels, the actor, and Eminem are criticizing you, he probably thought, all right, enough is enough. You know, Barry in his three playoff appearances wasn't good at all. I don't even think he had maybe 30 yards total. One playoff game, he had -2 yards. So Scott is right that, you know, Barry did have games where he didn't play well. But I think they had one season where they had two receivers who had 1,000 yards. Barry had 1,500 yards. They were a really good offense. And Scott Mitchell's just not going to take it anymore. I think he had some colorful language. He's like, basically, bleep you. Yes, Pauling.
I sense a dueling documentary, so I'm waiting for the Scott Mitchell story.
Okay.
Yes. I'll produce that bad boy.
You're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah, Barry Sanders had a couple good playoff games. Like early in his career, he had 113 yards in a playoff game. He had 169 in a playoff game, but then he had 13 carries for -1 yard in a playoff game.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a couple of bad playoff games. Yeah, out of nowhere, Scott Mitchell.
Off the top rope.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right. Maurice Jones-Drew, our good buddy, will stop by. Coming up next hour, more phone calls as well. Hour 2 on this Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.